Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Ritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Vrubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu Sahanobhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastuma Vidmishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Atha Yoganushasanam Yogaschitta Vrutti Nirodaha Tadadrishta Swarupe Avasthanam Vrutti Sarupya Mitaratra Vrutayah Panchatayah Klishta Klishtaha Pramana Viparyaya Vikalpa Nidra Smrutayah Pratyakshanumanagamaha Pramanani Viparyo Mithyajnanam Atatrupa Pratishtham Shabdajnananupati Vastu Shunyo Vikalpaha Abhava Pratyalambana Vrutir Nidra Anubhuta Vishyasam Pramosha Smrutihi Abhyasa Vairagya Abhyam Tannirodaha Tatrasthitau Yatno Abhyasaha Satu Dirghakala Nairantarya Satkara Sevito Dridabhumihi Drishtana Sharvika Vishya Vidrishtnasya Vashikara Sanya Vairagyam Tatparam Purshakshyatehe Gunavaitrishnyam Vitarka Vichara Ananda Smita Rupanugamat Sampragnyataha Dhirama Pratya Abhyasa Purva Samskara Shesho Anyaha Bhava Pratyayo Videhe Prakriti Layana Shraddha Virya Smriti Samadhi Prajna Purvaka Itaresha Tivra Samvega Nama Sannaha Mrudu Madhya Dhimatratvat Tatopi Visheshaha Ishvara Pranidhanadva Klesha Karma Vipakashayihi Aparamrishta Purusha Vishesha Ishvaraha Tatra Nirateshyam Sarvajna Bijam Sapurvesham Api Guruhu Kalena Anavachedat Tasya Vajaka Pranavaha Tajjapastatarthabhavanam Tadav Pratyak Chetana Dighamo Apyantaraya Bhavascha Vyadhisthyana Samshaya Pramada Alasya Virati Bhranti Darshna Lapta Bhumikatva Navasthitatvani Vichitta Vikshepaha Te Antarayaha Dukha Dormanasyangame Jayatva Shvasa Prashvasa Vikshepa Sahabhuvaha Tat Pratishedhartham Ekatatva Vyasaha Maitri Karuna Mudita Upekshanam Sukadukha Punya Punya Vishayanam Bhavanatashchitta Prasadanam Prachardana Vidharana Vyamba Pranasya Vishayavativa Prakritirutpanna Manasasthiti Nibandhani Vishokava Jyotishmati Bitaraga Vishayamba Chittam Swapna Nidra Jnanalambanamba Yatha Vimadat Dhyanadva Paramanu Paramamatvanto Asya Vashikaraha. Now this is the Sutra behind starts. Paramanu Paramamatvanto Asya Vashikaraha Paramanu Paramamahatvanto Asya Vashikaraha Paramanu Paramamahatvanto Asya Vashikaraha Paramanu Paramahatvanto Asya Vashikaraha Sukshme Nivishamanasya Paramanu Vantam Sthitipadam Labhate. So Paramanu Paramahatvam, I started with this Bhashya here instead of explaining the Paramanu Paramahatvanto Asya Vashikaraha, because there is a contradiction here. There is a seeming contradiction. What is that? Parama anu parama mahat mahatva antaha asya vashikaraha. The vashikara, the control, this is not vashikara of vairagya. This is the vashikara, the control you can through the samadhi, the control you can take, the alambana is up till parama anu or up till parama mahat. Up till parama anu, up till parama mahatu means up till very subtle object and up till a very very gross object whichever you can imagine. Up till that, until that you can meditate on, you can make it a base, alambana for your meditation. Now Sukshme Nivishamanasya Paramanu Vantam Sthiti Padam Labhata Iti. That is what he says in the Bhashya. Sukshme Nivishamanasya. When a person is able to focus, Nivishamanasya means when he is able to focus Sukshme in the subtle object. Paramanu Vantam. Up till the Paramanu Vantam. Up till, until this subtle object, which is so subtle, the atom-sized object. You can gain the sthiti pada, you can gain the mental balance. See, parama anu, that's the key word here. This is where contradiction arises. Some people accept this parama anu. As it is said in the Bhashya, paramanu antam, paramanu, they accept it to the atom, paramanu of the Nyaya Vaisheshikas. But there is one problem here. If you are interested in accepting, you have a problem here. You have to relate this paramanu with the tanmatras, because the existence of paramanu is not accepted by Sankhya yogins. Therefore, but tanmatras, the existence of tanmatras are accepted. So, if you are interested in translating paramanu as paramanu, then you have to equate it with the, you have to accept it as a synonym to the tanmatra, not the paramanu as it is. Because there are some people who take this paramanu itself to be paramanu, the direct paramanu, atom. Whereas we don't accept, Sankhya and yogis, they don't accept the existence of atoms as element. So, paramanu antam, sthule nimishamanasya paramahatvantam sthitipadam chittasya. So, the mind gets stabilized. If you meditate on the object which is subtle, the subtlest object is the tanmatra. You can gain the subtlest object. You can use it as an object of meditation. And the grossest object, paramahat, the whole universe, you can meditate upon it. Evam tam ubhayim kotim anudhavatah yo asya apradighatah saparo vashikarah. So, in these two opposites, whoever, ubhay koti means on the two opposite ends, whoever is able to place his mind and control his mind, that is called parama vashikarah. That is the total control of, without any trouble, that is the total control of the mind. To avagata yo saparo tad vashikarat paripurnam yoginah chittam na punar abhyasakratam parikarma apekshata iti. So, if you are able to place your mind without any disturbance, apradighataha, without any disturbance, if you are able to place your mind on that tanmatra or on that parama mahat, on that parama anu object or the parama mahat object, according to the sukshma or stula meditation, the subtle or gross meditation, savitarka or savichara meditation, vitarka or vichara meditation, savitarka and vitarka, we will see that later. So vitarka or vichara meditation, which uses this subtle and the gross object for its meditation, then that person who has attained the final stage in that meditation, he does not expect any of the parikarmas which were explained previously. The parikarmas, the methods, the means to control the mind, supportive means to control the mind, whatever was explained, they don't need these kind of things. Atha labdhastitikasya chetasa kim rupa kim vishaya va samapattiriti. So, for this kind of person who has gained this vashikara, who has gained the control of mind, labdhastitikasya, who has gained the ekagrata bhumi, who has gained the single focused mind, who has gained the focused mind, who has gained the single thought mind, because there is only one thought which can be ananda, asmita or nirvichara or nirvitarka, because of whatever that only one thought exists of the existence. So that kind of mind, chetasaha, of that mind, kim rupa, what is the form of that mind, and kim vishaya, what is the object of meditation of that mind, samapattihi, what is the attainment, what will be the attainment, what will be the stage of that mind. So that is explained here. Tad ucchate, that is explained in this sutra. Kshina vruttehe abhijatasya iva manehe. Manehe kshina vruttehe abhijatasya iva manehe. Grahitru ग्रहण ग्राह्येषु तत्स्थत्तत् अञ्जनता समापत्तिः क्षीण वृत्तेः अभिजातस्य इव मनेः ग्रहीतृ ग्रहण ग्राह्येषु तत्स्थत्तत् अञ्जनता समापत्तिः क्षीण वृत्तेः अभिजातस्य इव मनेः ग्रहीतृ ग्रहण ग्राह्येषु तत्स्थत्तत् अञ्जनता समापत्तिः क्षीण वृत्तेः क्षीण वृत्तेः मीन्स् व्हेन् दि थॉट फंक्शंस आर removed. The thought functions are removed means only one thought function, the existent thought functions only remains. Abhijatasya iva manehe. The mind become, abhijatasya means very clear, crystal clear, the kind of crystal, in that crystal when there is a, when there is a flower which is placed behind it, it takes on that color. Like that, manehi grahitru grahana grahyeshu grahitru, the grahita means the one who is the observer, grahana the means of observation, and grahya the observed object. In all this, the meditator, the meditation and the meditated. In this, tatstha tat anjanata, tatstha tat stita, establishing in that, or tat anjanata, gaining the closeness of that, meaning gaining the sorupa, the nature of that, whatever you are meditating, you become that. That kind of state is called samapatti. This is samapatti. This is the attainment. So this attainment is very important. This samapatti is very important in yoga, because this samapatti, it differs according to the meditated object, the object of meditation. Kshina vritte riti. Pratyastamita pratyasya ityartha. Kshina vritte means pratyastamita pratyasya ityartha. Pratyastamita prakrishta astamita. Prakrishtena astamita means for one whose pratyasya, whose thought functions, pratyaya thought functions, pratyastamita, one which is destroyed, removed nicely, prakrishtena, totally. For that kind of person, for whom the thought functions are removed, eradicated, totally. Abhijatasya, totally means, here you have to again, for one who has gained the ekagra bhumi, a thought function of only one thought object exists. It is not a diversified, focused, single point. That is what we are talking about, not the total annihilation of the thought functions. That is not what we are talking about. So, abhijatasya iva manehe, like the clear mani crystal, drishta iti drishta antopadanam. This is the example. Abhijatasya iva manehe is the example. He is giving you this example, he is presenting you with this example. Yasa, what does that example mean? Yasa, sphatike upashraya bhedat taddat rupa uparakta upashraya rupakarena nirbhasate. Tatha grahya alambana upraktam chittam grahya samapannam grahya swarupakarena nirbhasate. Yasa, sphatika. Yasa, sphatike upashraya bhedat tat rupa uparakta upashraya rupakarena nirbhasate. Like the sphatika, like the crystal, whatever it comes, upashraya means whatever it comes in contact with, according to the object it comes, the color of object it comes into contact with, sphatika, though it is transparent, crystal clear, it is opaque, it takes up the color of the object which is present in the closeness, though it is clear, opaque. In the same way, tatha, now whatever we said as the example, now we are superimposing it on the exemplified. Tatha, grahya alambana uparaktam chittam. In the same way, the mind which is meditating on the object, and because of that, it has a relationship with this object. Grahya samapannam, it becomes, it attains that object of meditation itself. The mind takes the form of the object of meditation. ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯ ಸಮಾಪನ್ನಂ. ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಕಾರ್ಯ ನಿರ್ಭಾಸತೆ. ಇಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಶೈನ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಲ್ಯುಮಿನ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ವೇದಾಂತ, ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಂತ? ದಿ ಥಾಟ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. And there, on the object, whatever, because of ignorance, there is a wheel, that wheel is broken, and the thought function engulfs the object. When the object avachinna chaitanyam and the antakarana avachinna chaitanyam, vishaya avachinna chaitanyam, object avachinna chaitanyam, meaning the chaitanyam, the consciousness in the object, of the object, and the consciousness of the antakarana mind, when they are equal in the same time, in the same place, then that is called pratyaksha. So here, this antakarana, it takes on the form, the chitta, it takes on the form of the object of meditation. Therefore, bhuta sukshma sukshma uparaktam bhuta sukshma samapannam bhuta sukshma swarupa bhasam bhavati tatha sthula alambanam uparaktam sthula rupa samapannam sthula rupa bhasam bhavati. So he explains that, taking it to the next stage. Bhuta sukshma uparaktam, bhuta sukshma, in the object which is meditating on the bhuta sukshma, paramanu, parama anu, tanmatra of the last sutra. When the object of meditation is tanmatra, then bhuta sukshma samapannam, the mind takes on the form of that bhuta, it attains that form, and it takes on that form of that bhuta sukshma tanmatras, and it presents itself as the tanmatra. And tatha, in the same way, sthula alambana upraktam, when you meditate on the sthula alambana, sthula alambana means grosser object, means the panchamahabhuta, tanmatra of panchamahabhuta or the panchamahabhuta. Again here, panchamahabhuta, tanmatra, we are differentiating. See, tanmatra are not the panchamahabhutas. Panchamahabhutas don't have the tanmatras. Only four mahabhutas have the tanmatra paramanu, if you take it to paramanu. But tanmatras we are talking about. Tanmatras, each object, each panch mahabhuta has a tanmatra. Whereas akasha cannot have a paramanu. So it cannot be paramanu. So that is why I am stressing on to this point. It is not a parama, it is not paramanu, it is parama anu. Very subtle. Parama, very. Anu means subtle. That is the idea you have to take. So, if you are meditating on the panchamahabhuta, sthula alambana, grosser object, then the mind takes on to that object. Not the whole, all the, any one of the panchamahabhutas. So, it takes on to that object of meditation. Tatha, vishvabheda upraktam, vishvabheda samapannam, vishvarupabhasam bhavati. If you are meditating on the vishvabheda, the difference, the variations of the world, then the mind takes on to that form, varied form. Tatha grahaneshu api indriyeshu api drashtavyam. In the same way, the grahana, meaning the karana, the instrument, the sense organ, even there, if you are meditating upon a sense organ, the mind takes on the form of the sense organ.